Renewed flooding over the weekend has again forced the closure of a 10-mile section of Interstate 29. Due to water over the highway, it's barricaded from exit 61 near Crescent to exit 71 near Loveland. It's at least the fourth time I-29 has been closed by flooding in western Iowa this year, and that stretch of roadway was just opened by the DOT on Friday. The Missouri River at Omaha is rising and should crest near flood stage at 29 feet sometime later today. Republicans have chosen Pat Grassley to lead the Iowa House of Representatives. The announcement comes a week after Speaker Linda Upmeyer announced she's stepping down from the top role in the chamber. Grassley is a 36-year-old farmer in New Hartford and the grandson of U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley. He says House Republicans are unified after his election. Grassley previously chaired the House committee that oversees budget work. He is considered the Speaker-elect until the full House votes to install him as Speaker in January. House Republicans elected Matt Winschittle of Missouri Valley as their new majority leader. A professor from Northwest Iowa is running for the Senate District 2 seat that's now held by Republican Randy Feenstra. Feenstra is vacating that position as he runs instead for the U.S. House position now held by 4th District Congressman Steve King. Jeff Taylor is a Dort University political science professor who lives in Sioux Center. Feenstra confirmed today to the Sioux City Journal he won't be seeking re-election to that Senate District 2 seat. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.